Welcome to the Sunny Side Up series. Seriously, what was I thinking with this title? I literally cannot stand the look, the smell, the taste of anything egg related. However, it just fit and I went with it. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and you, my friend, are listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. This is going to be a collection of 10 how-to podcast episodes. I repeat, 10 podcast episodes that you are going to be able to binge right now. These are shows that I created to provide a lot of insight and very important takeaways, and I am determined to add a little bit more sunshine and stability to your everyday life. Now, if you are an entrepreneur that has been grinding daily, if you're a mom who wants it all, if you have a side hustle, if you're a patient, a career woman, this is for also for the multitasker, the mom who's ready to go back to work, maybe the mom who's ready to leave work and start her own business, her own side hustle. The happy and maybe not so happy, deserving woman who has been manifesting more. The time is now. These episodes have been created specifically for you. Now go get a pen, go get some paper, your favorite little notebook, and start this episode right now. Now before you end it, I would love if you could rate, review, subscribe, leave me a comment on iTunes, tag me at The Happy Workaholic, post to Facebook and Instagram, and let me know what you guys think. I'd love your feedback. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to your fourth episode of the Sunny Side Up series. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Today I want to talk to you about how and why it is so important to share your story. Now, I've done a bunch of podcasts on this before, so if you've listened to them, thank you. But it had to be a part of this how-to series because it's such a big part of my life and it's such a big thing to do. So it just had to be included again. So whether or not you're sick or you know somebody that's sick or you're going through something, say divorce or a breakup, you want to share your story with others because you need your own little tribe. You need to help other people. I feel like I went through, you know, the last 3 years of my life for that reason, so that I could help so many other people, which is again why I'm sharing it today. So it's going to, by sharing your story, it's going to help you power through. It's going to help you find a community that you're in need of. If you're going through something that you can't share at the time, you need to document it. You need to just save, your photos and videos and share them at a later time. I've been doing that for something that I'm working on now. And if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I've been documenting everything having to do with my legal case. However, there's a lot behind the scenes that you have not seen yet. And that's because I don't want to ruin my strategy. Being my own attorney now, I have to keep in mind that I just can't make a mistake. I can't mess things up. So there's a lot I cannot post now because it's going to destroy my strategy. And so I have to keep it to myself. But once I'm done, it's all going onto my YouTube channel because I want others out there to be able to know that they can do exactly what I just did and they can get through what I went through if they just power through it. And I'm sharing like so many more stories there. But if you're going through something, there are others out there that are going through the same thing. And if you can help just one other person, it's going to be so powerful. You're going to feel so good. I can't tell you, like, I really can't put into words how it feels when somebody reaches out to me and they tell me that they've been following me and listening to my shows, or they saw like an old Facebook Live, or they went to my YouTube channel and, you know, they're going through the same thing that I went through and like thanking me for sharing my story and like my tips and tricks and like whatever I was going through, because it helped them get diagnosed or it helped them get another doctor or, you know, just made them feel better in general. It's like the craziest thing. You know, if you're going through something, you need to be organized. You need to document, you need to, you know, put together a file on your phone or in your office or in a notebook and just document and be organized with everything. You need to also share that, whatever the case may be, there's other people that are going to go through something that you're going through. And by you sharing your story, it's really going to help them. And that's all I can really say on that. Like, if you don't want to share it, that's okay. If you cannot share it at the time, I would just keep collecting things that maybe you can share later on. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I'm just saying, I believe in the power of sharing what's going on because it's going to help other people. It's like the most powerful thing I've ever done. And when I first was diagnosed with MS and NMO and all these other things, the first thing I did was do a Facebook Live. I really don't know how I got the strength to do that. I immediately just went on Facebook and did a live video. And I was crying and I was shaking and it looked like I had Tourette's because I was shaking so bad. And that was from drugs I was on, from prescription medication that I was told that, like, I needed. And looking back at them, I'm not sure if you have that Time Hop app, but there are so many weeks where, like, weird things will happen to me or I just, like, feel weird. And then I look at my Time Hop and it's the anniversary of, like, getting put on a med or starting chemo or getting a diagnosis, or a Facebook Live will pop up from, you know, saying I don't need chemo anymore, I'm so excited. And then, like, 2 weeks later, it's like, okay, I do need chemo, I do have to start the treatment. And it just really messes with my thought process and, like, how to move forward, like, with my healing, which I talked about on one of the last episodes. And those things are really hard to, like, get your mind out, I guess, get your mind out of the gutter, like, get out of that negative space, because it can suck you right back in, make you so angry. But those apps are, like, good and bad. And I think I've done a show on that before. But, you know, I also have to realize, like, I've grown so much from those specific situations, and I'm a completely different person, and I look completely different, and I feel completely different. And if I didn't share those stories before, I wouldn't have found a community online that, you know, was supportive and that has gone through that. And, you know, I still talk to other women that have NMO, and, you know, I wasn't cured. There's no cure for this disease. And when I'm done with my legal part, I'm still going to support them and be friends with them. And, you know, I live through that. And unfortunately, there's no cure, and they're still living through it. And they're still, you know, going through their chemo treatments or being hospitalized. And it just sucks. And I'm not just saying that for NMO, I'm saying that for anything in life, anything in that you may be going through, like a divorce or a breakup, or, you know, custody of children, or just anything in life, really. There's going to be moments that just suck. And if you have the power to share your story, you just need to, because what you're going through is something that everybody else is in need to hear and in need to see, because it's going to help them because they're going through it as well. And maybe if it's very different circumstance, then it's very relatable, I'm pretty sure, on different levels. So that's really what I wanted to touch on today. I'm going to be writing a little bit more on this in the show notes, so be sure to check out my Medium post. And I just want to share, obviously, I'm not a doctor, I'm just a professional patient. Hashtag professional patient. Hopefully I won't be for much longer, but I was for years, and that's why I'm sharing this series. I'm sharing all of my experience. I'm sharing my story so that I can help so many other people out there that eventually will hear this show. So if you have a friend or family member that just needs a little kick, that needs a little boost, a morale boost, that needs to understand the importance of sharing their story, please feel free to share this episode with them or have them reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to talk to them. It's just really preference. I just felt comfortable, and so I did. Sometimes I would just hold on to my content, like videos and pictures, until after the fact. And that's totally fine too. You know, if you run a business online, it's a scary thing because, you know, will posting my chemo treatment affect my business? Absolutely it will. However, you know, you find your tribe online, you find clients that really believe in you, that know that you can put in the work. I've been working with clients for over a year now that have been with me since I was sick, and they're still here. So you just need to know that the people will, your clients will show up for you just like you show up for them all the time. Your friends will show up for you just like you're going to show up for them all the time. So you're going to go through it all. You're going to go through friends. You're going to go through family. You're going to go through clients, but and friends, you know, in real life. But at the end of the day, it's going to make you feel so good by sharing your story and having that first message saying, like, you really helped me out. And I feel like I always say sharing is caring. So that's it. That's all I have to say on this topic, because I'm going to be writing a lot more in my Medium post. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode for the Sunny Side Up series, brought to you by the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If we're not connected on Facebook and Instagram, let's do it today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. For more information on myself, my coaching programs, and so much more, simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope you guys are having a great day. You love this series, and I'll talk to you soon.